Some think there are two kinds of people in the world, those who save their money and those who prefer to spend it. Well, a new study released today shows that Nova Scotia is now a society of spenders. Research into the household savings in Atlantic Canada from 1981 to 2015 shows that back in the 80s, the typical family saved about $1,300 a year. Now, many Nova Scotians are actually spending about $400 more a year than they're saving in funds such as the Canada Pension Plan, their company pension, and other investments. David Merle is a retired professor of economics at the University of New Brunswick and is one of the co-authors of the study. He is on the line from the university in Fredericton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So is Nova Scotia worse off than other provinces in Canada?
Yeah, I think the lowest savings rate, the negative savings rate, Nova Scotia spend more than they take in terms of after-tax income, which is quite remarkable, is the fact that people in PEI to a lesser extent, Prince Edward Island, but Nova Scotians. In New Brunswick, where I live, it's very tight, just slightly, people spend slightly less than their take-home pay. We use Statistics Canada numbers. Essentially, the story is people are spending more. One reason is that in the Maritimes, we have an aging population. I'm retired myself. And seniors spend more because they live off of some of their savings, like RSP accounts and so forth. And that's a normal thing, and we have a graying of the population. That's one reason, but money's tight, so people with regular jobs find it harder to make ends meet, and we're sort of seeing that in the numbers.
So if you take into consideration that we do have, as you say, a graying population in this region, do the numbers suggest that this is concerning, or should it be expected, given what our demographics are?
No, because we have to look at the entire population, and they're spending more, so people are having trouble making ends meet over the entire population. Why is that? We think it's due to record low interest rates, a healthy stock market, and with record low interest rates, the carrying charges on loans, we have cheap money out there, so people are spending, are going to the bank, and either they're spending off their credit cards or their lines of credit.
And maybe they think that's okay because the interest rates are so low right now, but what's the danger of spending a bit more than you can afford in times when borrowing is cheap?
Well, at the national level, the media, economists and business people and others in the media are talking about the danger of the housing boom, which we don't have in Atlantic Canada, or especially in the Maritimes. And the danger there is people have a building, larger and larger houses, housing prices are going up, and people are taking up very high mortgages. This is the Vancouver, Toronto areas. But the danger is mortgage rates eventually rise up and people won't be able to handle the mortgages. And what our study shows is that this could be also true for the non-mortgage side of things, that if interest rates go up, then people will have a hard time with paying back their loans.
And what about the economy in general? I know in this area, what economists tell us is we don't tend to see as many of the highs and lows. We're a little bit more constant when it comes to the economy, so not so likely to fall into a deep recession as perhaps another part of the country does.
Yeah.
Does that help save us at all?
Not really, because the financial markets are integrated across the country. Let's say there's a speculative panic because of bank runs or something like that. And we saw a little bit of it in the past month in Ontario. But suppose there's a lack of confidence due to a recession. Let's say there's a housing crash in Vancouver, in the Toronto area. And as a result of a lack of confidence, mortgage and other interest rates go up. We're integrated in that market. Everybody in Canada faces the same mortgage and consumer rates, right? And we would get hit because, especially Nova Scotians, or because there's a lot of high debt and borrowing going on out there, we would get hit, not so much on the mortgage side, but on the non-mortgage side.
So what, if anything, should we be doing about this, if there is anything we can do?
We think there should be lower taxes. I'm going to be doing a forthcoming study down the road showing that income tax rates have been going up, and you know, and you add to that the high HST rates, they're taking a higher percentage of the true paycheck.
So to hear you speak, you know, talking about adjusting taxes and looking at tax credits, this suggests that you're not seeing a form of recklessness here. You're seeing a spending pattern that is based on a necessity.
That's right. In my spare time, I volunteer for our church's free food bank and toiletry bank for low-income people. And I talk to people either on welfare or the working low-income people. And it's really a tough world out there that, you know, I've been doing this for the past 10, 15 years. And it's opened my eyes that people live by paycheck to paycheck. There's emergencies. So that's the kind of thing I see. And it's a little bit tolerable if you have record low interest rates, but people could feel the pinch if interest rates increase.
Okay, well, Mr. Merle, thanks for telling us about your findings. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's David Merle. He is a retired professor of economics at the University of New Brunswick in Fredericton. He's co-author of a new study on household savings in Atlantic Canada from 1981 to 2015. The Atlantic Institute for Market Studies was also involved in the study.